Father Frank Pavone, National Director of Priests for Life. There are many connections between our Catholic faith and our commitment to the pro-life cause. At the center of our faith, of course, is the Holy Eucharist. And we firmly believe that during the Mass, the host actually becomes the body and blood of Christ. We do not see the change. The host looks exactly the same after it's consecrated as it did before. The sacred host does not smell any different or taste any different or feel any different after it becomes the body of Christ than when it was just a piece of bread. How do we know that the change has come about? As St. Thomas tells us, even though our other senses deceive us, it is the sense of hearing that gets to the truth of the matter. "This is my body," our Lord said. We hear his words and we believe him. Something, therefore, that the Eucharist does is that it teaches us that the value of something does not depend on what it looks like or how big it is. Some people, when it comes to the unborn child, say that the child is too small to be a person, too small to be someone equal to us and deserving of constitutional rights. But is the host too small to be God? The host is smaller than any of us, and yet we kneel down in adoration and we say, "My Lord and my God." How then can the child be less valuable simply because he or she is smaller? Some people say, well, the child at the time of conception does not look like a human being. Does the host look like the Son of God? It does not look like Jesus, but we know it is. If, therefore, we can see Jesus in the host, can we not see him in each other? Can we not see him in the unborn child? Moved by our faith, let us not be fooled anymore. The child in the womb is our brother, our sister. Let's work together to bring an end to the tragedy of abortion.